U.S. intel is saying, well, maybe it wasn't 400 kilotons. Maybe the North Koreans didn't get as much as they wanted. They still can't even really confirm there was a test. What's your feeling? Do you think there has been a test?
Well, it's unfortunate, but this hasn't been unexpected. They've been very close to testing. I think they were waiting for the right moment. Now, I did disagree with one thing you said. Tomorrow morning, we're going to hear the government start their spin, telling us that they're years away from reducing the size and the throw weight of this nuclear weapon to where it gets to a point where it can threaten the closest neighbors of North Korea and the United States. But we're overlooking another aspect of this. In my book, Red Star Rogue, we told the story of how a Russian submarine was commandeered and almost destroyed Pearl Harbor back in 1968. People are forgetting that the second largest submarine fleet in Asia is in North Korea. They have over 48 submarines capable of making it to the United States coast.
And that's right.
Even more capable of threatening Taiwan and South Korea and Japan and Indonesia.
Okay, and those submarines would be more than capable of carrying whatever it is that they've come up with weight-wise, right?
Absolutely. It could be huge. It could be heavy. The sub can handle it, and they could strap it on the deck, drop it in a harbor. They don't even have to be suicide bombers. And they can. They have a delivery method, and none of our allies really has the capability, and I'm not quite sure that we're 100% safe protecting against these threats.
That does add a dimension. I thought perhaps with the size of it, Kenneth, I was thinking, of course, just of missiles, and they can't deliver it that way yet, I'm sure, but as you point out, they've got submarines, and all they'd have to do is get one close, and that's all you have to be with nuclear weapons is close, and that would be that. Kenneth, let me put you in a tough spot. You can just say, I don't want to answer this. If you were the president of the United States right now, and you were getting confirmation that North Korea have just done what they've apparently done, what would you do?
I would basically blockade the entire country. Nothing would go in and out until they decided to open up for major inspections and stop their nuclear program. It's time right now. You have to stop short of an attack because Seoul is so close to the North Korean border, and even the device they have now might, we're looking at the possibility of open warfare and maybe a bomb being delivered by aircraft.
How old are you, Kenneth?
Oh, I'm about 56.
56. Okay, well, you're old enough. I was in the Air Force during the Cuban Missile Crisis, Kenneth, and, of course, we blockaded Cuba. And there was that instant, more than one instant, where we thought we were at World War III. And, of course, the blockade worked. Now, you're saying you would blockade North Korea. Now, the situation is a little bit different. We don't have an island here so much as we did with Cuba, 90 miles off the Florida coast. To blockade North Korea would mean going eye to eye and tooth to tooth with the Chinese. How much risk?
The Chinese are not happy about this either. Neither are the Russians. You know, and you remember back in Korean War, the Chinese actually saved North Korea from total defeat. And it wasn't no more than 16 or 17 years later that North Korea and China were fighting up along their northern border. These people know that Kim is unstable. They know he's unpredictable. And they don't like the idea of him having a bomb because China feels they have a destiny in this sphere of influence in Asia, and they don't want somebody like Kim getting out there and interfering with what they believe is their right. You know, we're talking about, way back in World War II, the communists have always believed that the United States never had the stomach for casualties. They saw it in Vietnam. They looked at what happened when the World Trade Centers were attacked and we lost over 3,000 people and the turmoil that caused. That's probably 3,000 people probably starved to death in North Korea every month, and that's nothing to these people. And now they're looking at Iraq and the fuss we're making over the casualties there, which the loss of any life of any American serviceman, one is too much, but these people have no regard for life whatsoever. Now, if they threaten Japan and Taiwan and South Korea, and even if they attack, if we have this threat that they could destroy one of our cities, a Seattle, a San Francisco, a Los Angeles, are we going to retaliate? Are we going to risk millions of American cities for some other country? And I can tell you right now, this is going to open the door for South Korea and Japan and Taiwan to develop their own weapons, because I don't believe they feel they can depend on us in our nuclear umbrella anymore.
Well, with respect to Japan, I guess my comment, and I made it yesterday before all this occurred, it would be, can you blame them? Would you blame them? And if you were Japanese right now and you had just seen this occur right next to you, what would you do if you had nuclear stockpiles as they have?
Well, you know, they've always had Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the legacy there, but now it's totally different. You have a madman several hundred miles away that is threatening their existence. And Japan, you know, our power in the United States, in the free world, depends on free trade. That's the one thing that the Soviet Union didn't have that led to their downfall, is the fact that their only trading partners were countries like Cuba and Romania and Hungary, and which really was a one-way street and a drain on their economy.
Sure.
It's
sure.
Free trade that keeps us strong. And yet, one of the things we got to watch out for, if Japan and Taiwan and South Korea and the countries of Asia don't feel secure, they're going to become, to use a phrase that Henry Kissinger used to use, Finlandized. They're going to want to become more neutral, and that takes them out of our camp as trading partners and allies.
Okay, Kenneth. Well, whether it's a blockade or any other action that comes from the UN Security Council, the linchpin is going to be China. Now, on the one hand, as you point out, China's probably not real happy that this occurred, but on the other hand, China is largely responsible for it occurring because they have used their veto in the Security Council to prevent any real action up to this point.
Well, you're 100% correct on that, and they're probably rethinking their position right now. China has a lot to lose with North Korea having the bomb, and I think we may start to see a change in their position.